listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, here we are, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we got a special guest, Ed, Mr. Ed.
John, you want to go ahead and introduce Ed? Because I think you just went out this weekend with Ed, didn't you?
Well, actually, first let me say that this is episode 43, part one.
Right.
Of a three-part podcast done weekly.
Three-part podcast.
And yeah, Mr. Ed is a friend of mine from the right. Although we tell it as what's correct.
I'm more from the center.
Say hi, Ed.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
I'm doing well. Now, here's what I know about Ed, John. You hang out with Ed. You've gone to a wine tasting thing. He lives on your block.
Yeah.
And he's a Bush apologist.
Wow, get started right away. Jump right in there, Scott.
Well, that's
jump on my
I'm
ass.
Just being honest. That's what John is. Every week he has a story about his friend Ed, the Bush apologist that lives down the block. So that's how I know Ed.
Well,
if somebody came up to me and they said, "Hey, man, who's this Ed guy?" I don't know. He lives down the block. He's some Bush apologist.
Nice.
No.
So is that still true? Do you still support the W in office?
Wow, it went quiet all of a sudden.
Oh, I turned the tunes down. Brought that back up. Sorry. Like, we just wanted to hear your answer. We're all riveted.
Okay. I do not apologize for the Bush.
Yeah.
All right. We'll find out about that more later.
Later. As the drinks keep coming.
Yes. Now, John, last episode we had our infamous Skype episode.
Fuck face.
Where we had two successful Skype callers. Actually, three. Lori called in, but it was in between parts, and she's on a 56K modem. Has she ever tried to call you back? Try to pump up that audio?
No.
And Daisy still can't call in because of her microphone.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But there's been a lot of activity on the forum.
I think she's going to call.
Who's going to call?
Daisy's going to call.
Oh, that's right. We have some big announcements, don't we, John? Not only did we get a phone number where you can leave voicemail.
Yeah.
But John also hooked us up with a Skype number.
Skype in.
And
right.
Tell us a little bit about that, John.
Well, it's so gay the way you put that, you know?
What do you mean?
It's a Skype in number. And I picked some letters, you know, so actually it's the number is 886-4493, which also spells TTN jizzed. So that's TTN G-I-Z-D. TTN jizzed, like in jism. Jismnasium. So, yeah, check it out. Give us a call. Give us a call. We're online now. Oh, no, we're not live. Can you hear us out there?
No, nobody can hear us, John, because we record this and then we distribute it through our RSS file.
Right.
It's very technical. Very technical stuff.
Right.
Well, you want to get into comments? We only got three of them again.
Thanks to you.
And this is, of course, we're referring to Podcast Alley, which now censors comments. And the voting is all a sham, John. It's a sham. Anyway, we got this one. The best. What was that thing about Norwegian coprophilia videos? Coprophilia videos? I live in Norway, and I'm intrigued. P.S. Can you also consider covering modern slang, as it is difficult for us foreigners to keep up? E.G. What does that mean, John? Ergo?
I guess.
What? Are you listening?
Mean?
Are you clicking around in there?
Hey,
what are you doing?
Hey, I'm trying to do my part, all right? I'm the producer, goddammit.
This is a question for you, John.
What the fuck is with all this? Why you gotta bust my balls?
This comment 24/7. Is a question for you. What does chicken head mean? Chicken head.
I don't know.
Well, I think he's referring to chicken hawk.
Oh.
I think you called, who did we call a chicken hawk last week?
The entire Bush administration. What
All
do you
right.
mean?
They're chicken hawks. And this is submitted by Steve Collier. So go ahead and tell Steve what a chicken hawk is.
Well, first, someone who is hawkish means they're for war. They're all about, they love the war stuff. So if you're hawkish in nature when you're a politician, that means you're, you know, you have no problem going right away attacking some country, so to speak. I mean, maybe that's too rough. But a chicken hawk is one who never, usually a hawkish person is one who has actually served in the military beforehand. A chicken hawk is one who has not.
And in some cases, actually weaseled their way completely out of serving in the military.
Right.
Like a George W. or Ted Nugent, another one, big chicken hawk. Remember we covered what Ted Nugent did?
He shit himself.
He shat himself for
like
days.
2 weeks.
And then walked in and they're like, yeah, we're not going to.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of another story, John. Can I segue?
Yeah, please.
And
please.
I forgot the documentation, but I read a story that the Army is lowering their standards as far as recruitment.
Lowering.
So if, for instance, if I'm a convicted felon, I can get into the Army. Or if I've committed some crime, I can get into the Army now.
That's good. Stick them on the front line.
I think that's a bad move. That is a terrible move. Bad move.
About what?
See? Okay. Were you clicking over there?
Why is that a bad move, Scott?
Here's why it's a bad move. Because
I'll help you out here.
The bar is low enough in the Army already. And these sergeants, like our favorite, Sergeant...
Holcomb?
Hartman, what from Full Metal Jacket? What's his name? He's got to deal with knuckleheads on a daily basis. Now you lower the bar, he's not going to be able to train the good men that can be trained. He's going to have to deal with these other a-holes who want to fuck with the system. Obviously, they don't understand authority, or they wouldn't be criminals to begin with. You know what I'm saying? It's going to cause more problems than it's going to solve.
But you've got a pre-qualified killer already. That's
great. That's right.
Possibly, but under what circumstances? You know, is it going to be in battle? Are you going to trust the guy next to you in battle? No, I'm not. I'll tell you that.
Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas.
That's right. So if they let these guys in the Army, or women, I guess it's equal opportunity, right, John?
Yeah.
It's only going to muck shit up even more. I mean, we already have issues with some of the people in the armed forces as far as Abu Ghraib and that kind of crap. And, you know, it goes up the chain of command, and I'm sure they got their orders from up high, but somehow they cut it off, and then it's just the privates that get in trouble. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah. I'm a little off topic here, I think.
Yeah, obviously.
What happened? What am I missing? What are you talking about?
Okay, sir. Again, and more evidence that you're over there clicking away. You're not listening to me. You never listen to me. We're going to skip that topic and we're going to go to our second comment, John.
No, wait a minute. You said what?
The armed forces, the Army, is lowering their recruiting standards.
To what?
To letting criminals and people that...
Right. That's what they used to do. During Vietnam, you could get out of jail just by going into the Army.
Right.
And then they stopped doing that because they didn't want... Matter of fact, it happened to somebody I know. The Army wouldn't take him. He went to court and he says, I enlisted in the Army. And the judge is like, yeah, so? They don't want some degenerate in the Army.
They do now. Why? Give us your degenerates.
Right.
Or else we're going to have to do the draft, and we're going to have to get patriots like John and Scott to sign up. Well, actually, not sign up. We're going to recruit them. Are we? What's the cutoff age?
36.
Yeah, who knows with the W in charge. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Like, he might say, hey, you know what? We need somebody who knows about logistics. Let's grab that John Moore. Let's grab that John guy over there, and send him over to Nang Bang or Dubai. You know what I'm saying?
Dubai is sweet.
Yeah. You've been there?
Dubai. I do a lot of work there, actually.
Wow.
That'd be a sweet job. It's all money there.
It's all money.
It's Fallujah you don't want to be in.
Fallujah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have a good name, Fallujah.
No.
I don't want to be there.
My nephew's going there, actually, September. Which, I got a phone call from him today, by the way. Telling me he's going to go there.
From who?
From Mason, my nephew. So he called me
now,
today.
Now, you come from a military family, right?
Yes. Yep. Pretty much all of them are military.
Including yourself?
No.
No.
No. I worked for the military, but I never joined the military. That was enough.
Can you talk about that, or was it top secret?
Top secret.
No, not top secret.
He grew up on a base.
I did.
What'd you do for the military?
I worked for the headquarters, USAFE, the head command.
Wow.
And so I did a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
So that's why he's hawkish in nature. But Rick also.
So does that mean I'm a chicken hawk, or am I a hawk?
I don't know.
I kind of served, but didn't serve.
Me too. I served on the grand jury. I did my civil duty.
Me too. I went to jury duty for a day, and they didn't call my name. But I served.
I did that too. I sat there for over 6 fucking hours waiting for my name to be called and got paid $19.
It's no nice. That's I sweet. Did it for 5 weeks. I heard 1,000 cases. That's why we need our military here. Because of some of those fucking wackos.
Well, now they're going to let them in the Army.
Great. Well, that's a good idea, maybe. Then they won't be here, right?
I guess so. It's not a good idea if you got to be the guy in charge of these.
That's true. Well, mopes. Actually, you can get killed.
No way, it's a good thing, though. You can get them all in there, stick them on the front line, say, oops, no training, and get rid of them all.
See, now I know why he's a Bush apologist. That's just how the W would think.
Takes courage.
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 All right, we only have 2 more comments left. Let me get through this section. Here, I'm fixing to F Scott in the arse. This vote and comment are for you, John. You deserve top 10.
Oh.
Submitted by Gail Purdy.
Nice.
I wonder
Thanks,
if
Gail.
She's got a purdy mouth.
Thanks, Gail. Why do you got to insult the listeners,
what do you mean,
man?
That's not
What's
an insult.
What's wrong with you?
I'm fantasizing
You're
about
an
Gail
ass.
Purdy, okay?
Yeah, whatever.
You TTN rules.
Okay, no spin zone.
TTN rules. I never said that. I never said no spin, man. I said total talk nonsense. That's what I say. TTN rules. Keep the shit up, guys. You still rock and you're just getting better and better every podcast. Submitted by MTK Tau 187.
MTK Tau.
And that's it with comments, John. We have 36 votes this month.
Damn.
We are ranked 121 overall and 21 in comedy.
So should we take some calls?
Sure. We got somebody on the line?
Not yet. I have to change our status.
All right. It's hot.
I have to, yeah. Come on.
Dead air.
All right, so we have technical difficulties. So, hey.
No, we're fine. We're fine.
What'd you guys do over the weekend? I heard you went to the a Brazilian steakhouse.
That was sweet.
We ate lots of meat.
Lots of meat, lot to drink.
It's an Atkins wonder.
Yeah. All meat all the time.
All meat.
All meat.
24/7.
That's hot.
Meat on demand.
Wow.
Yes.
Here, so was it just dinner or was it dinner and a movie?
No, it was just dinner.
Well,
dinner?
Watching them eat was kind of a dinner and a movie, actually.
Watching who eat?
Everybody, actually.
Oh, it's a bunch not just
of,
John.
A bunch of carnivores, man.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. And I've never seen anybody have the sweats. The meat sweats.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
We had the tender cut of top sirloin, the rump roast, whole leg of lamb, whole pork tenderloin, marinated chicken legs, delicious pork sausages, beef ribs slowly roasted, filet mignon, highly quality tenderloin. Let's see.
Did you document this or are you just coming?
I am reading it right from the menu.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Tender cut of bottom sirloin, tender marinated lamb chops, bite-sized portions of Brazil's favorite cut, which is the garlic steak.
Sweet.
Mouth-watering baby back pork ribs, tender morsels of filet mignon wrapped in sizzling bacon. Oh, we have a call coming in from Tony Hearn.
So you were just going to read the entire menu until we got a phone call? Yeah. Was that the idea?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
It dropped him.
Technology at its finest.
Back to the menu.
Hello? Hello?
All right, so while John's trying to get Tony Hearn on the phone, he's from Punky. Ed, tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, you, John said you had a military background. Where did you grow up? When did you move to DP? And how did you get to know John?
DP. Oh, okay. Actually, I met John a long time ago. We'll start from the back end going the other way.
All right.
I met John a long time ago, actually, for Kangaroo Court.
Really?
Yeah.
How long ago in Kangaroo Court? In the Phil Bluss days?
Oh, my God. It was probably...
God rest his soul.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. It's Tony Hearn, everybody. Is this Tony Hearn?
Can you hear us?
I can now. I couldn't before.
Oh, okay. I had to switch a wire.
Introduce who it is, John. Introduce who it is. I'm so excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Hearn from Punky. You know him as Tony.
Or Butch Tony. Or Butch Fudge Tony. Pirate Tony.
Or just Tony will do.
Or just Tony will do.
All right, awesome. Well, we got Scott here and Ed.
Special guest Ed.
Special Ed.
Special Ed.
Special Ed.
Special Ed.
All right, Tony.
The, Bush guy.
I do love the Bush.
We'll find that out in a little bit. But okay. Now, Pauly B is coming in July.
Possibly.
Are you gonna make it with Pauly B?
I hope so.
You hope so?
I hope so. The flights in July are mad. It's like three times the price.
Right.
I don't think the band can afford it, but I could possibly come across on a solo trip.
That'd be hot, possibly. Man. That'd be so hot.
Nice.
Be hot.
Because what we try to do, we'll try to get a gig, right? And then you can come up and jam. And then maybe we can get Pauly B up there to sing Too Drunk to Fuck.
Have you heard him sing?
I have not.
Yes, I have.
So you're recommending that we don't do that. We don't extend that invitation to Pauly B, is what you're saying.
It's good.
It's all good.
I do have an MP3 somewhere of Drunk to Fuck.
Uh-oh.
Version of it.
You're breaking up.
I'm not surprised.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, this is another monumentous moment for Total Talk Nonsense, John, because Tony Hearn is Skyping from the UK.
That's right.
What time is it there in the UK?
It's 25 to 3 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And I'm on my second can of beer.
Nice.
Where are you in the UK?
He's in Sherwood's Forest.
Sherwood's Forest.
In the heart of Nottingham.
Oh, okay. Actually, I come from Surrey.
Sorry?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
Not
Surrey.
Sorry. Surrey.
Surrey.
Man, he comes from Surrey.
Surrey?
Yes.
Fuck that.
Near Croydon.
Is that true?
South of Croydon. Yeah, my mom's British.
You're shitting me.
No, I'm not shitting you.
Wow. Nobody wants to shit you. You're too tall.
That's hot. So what's up with alcohol? What kind of gigs you got coming up?
Obviously, we're playing St. Patrick's Day.
Obviously.
So we're getting ready for that. We just had a band practice tonight. So,
how'd it go?
God, I'm so tired.
Yeah. Well, John and Scott may be in a St. Patrick's Day parade here in Chicago.
Right.
We have to start at 9 a.m.
I'm Irish.
You're Irish.
Irish, yeah. Irish.
I'm 1/8 Irish.
Irish.
I've got an Irish friend. It's about as Irish as I am.
If we had some bangers and mash.
Bangers. No doubt.
No doubt. That's sweet.
So when do you record your show? What night do you do it?
Monday night. So this time tomorrow, we should have just finished.
So you finish about 2 in the morning?
Something like that. We do our radio show from 9 p.m. till midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do the podcast at the radio station.
That's cool.
The podcast, by the way, is called Punky, by the way, for all the listeners. Hi.
Yeah, that's go ahead, right. And give
your PunkyRadio.com. Corporate bitch to the very end.
No doubt. I liked the guy you had in last show.
Norm.
Norm, yeah. I thought he was good.
The standard is it daytime date day. And it was a shock to him swear, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I heard him swear so much.
Right.
Am I still breaking up your end, or...?
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's John's fault.
Why is it my fault?
He's the guy in charge. He's the engineer.
God damn it, Rika. Why is she's sending me chats while we're on the air?
Ignore them.
God damn it. This is killing me.
So
stay
when's
25 to 3?
When's the next alcohol gig?
Next Saturday night.
Next Saturday night. Now, when you play, how long do you play?
About half an hour, usually.
Half an hour, and you do all original stuff?
Yep.
No covers?
We do a couple of covers sometimes.
Couple.
Are you familiar with the band Girls Aloud?
No.
Lucky man. We completely killed one of their songs called Love Machine.
Nice.
But if you've not heard the song, it wouldn't mean much. So we did Careless Whisper once by George Michael or whatever. Yeah, something like that.
Which one
we
is
killed
that?
That as well.
Yeah, he's a fudge packer.
Oh, yeah.
George Michael.
I'm not, by the way.
Of course not. Who said you were? Very defensive, aren't you?
I'm used to it on podcasts.
Goddamn septics.
Septics.
Cool. No doubt. Well, where does Paulie B live close to you or no?
About 5 or 6 miles away.
Because Scott
in Mansfield, but Forest covered most of the area, so we all live in basically where Sheffield Forest used to be.
Oh, okay.
Do you realize that Tony Hearn has just spoken more on our podcast in this one episode than he ever has in any Punky episode?
Come on. Dude talks.
Well, Scott actually lives around the corner from me now.
I do now.
Same block.
That's right.
That's fucking scary.
We're soulmates, man. It's meant for us to be together.
Yeah, we're going to end up being homos.
Just stalking.
No doubt.
All right, now I'm getting scared.
All right, so you got a gig coming up, and you only play a half an hour. So if we were to come over to the UK, and you were to get us a gig, would we have like a half-hour thing? Would it be a half-hour thing?
You could do 40 minutes if you wanted to.
Well, when we play in the States, we usually do, what, 3 or 4 hours, John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three or four hours.
Yeah, we could do 3 or 4 if you want. We could do 15 minutes. We could do 40 minutes. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Fuck it now.
It's like 40, whatever.
Because we are a band, John.
Yes, we are.
Quit clicking over there.
I'm not clicking. I'm just answering her. Me call you? Call me?
Oh, I can't crying out loud.
Well, we're going to need an intern, man.
Tell her we have Tony Hearn on the phone.
I did. And there she is.
She'll go.
She's calling. Wheat, wheat. Wheat, wheat.
So now, what is the perception over in the UK of our fearless leader, the W? What do you guys think of that mope?
Generally, I hear he's a bit of a chimp.
A little bit of it. You hear that from us. But
what's
the perception out on the street about the W?
Not as bad as the French president, but close. But then again, we know it isn't the French.
Chirac? Are you talking about Chirac?
Yeah, Chirac.
Yeah.
Tomato.
Frenchy.
Don't the French call the Brits roast beef? Hello?
How would he know that? He's not French.
What do the
Brits call the French is what we want to know.
Wankers.
Yeah. Wankers.
Wankers will do.
Yeah, we eat freedom fries over here now.
Yeah.
And have freedom dressing on our salad.
That's right.
No French dressing anymore.
Didn't he sing a song about freedom?
Who?
David Hasselhoff.
Oh, jeez.
David Hasselhoff. Hey, Rika, are you there?
I don't know why I brought that up.
Okay. Yes, I am. How are you?
Holy cow. You got to turn up a little bit, Tony.
Hold on. Sorry, now we have Tony and Erica on the phone.
And again, I'm looking at her breasts.
Erica,
I'm glad
say
you
hi to Tony.
That.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hi. Nice bra.
Thanks.
Now, you guys have conversed on the forum before, Erica and Tony, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I talk to everyone. I'm just a whore.
Hey, you know, John, I was thinking that we should do a Skype jailbait dating game with Daisy. But what about this idea? What about this idea? And this will help Tony prove that he does like women. How about we do a dating game with Tony and three women? Huh?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
And then when he does come over to the States, we hook him up on a all-expense-paid date with the woman who wins. Huh?
Huh?
What do you think about that?
Huh?
You on board there, Tony? Huh? Huh?
Possibly.
All right.
Maybe.
We'll get that in the works. Now all we have to do is find three women that would be willing to go out with a guy from the UK.
I got to put you guys on hold for a second. Hold on. Hello?
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 Hi, it's Daisy.
Hi, Daisy.
What's
Daisy,
up?
Is this Daisy, bad girl?
Yeah.
Wow, it is an honor to talk to you, Daisy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Now, when are you going to be 18 again? There's some confusion with John and Scott of AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
Next year, January 17th.
See, I told you, John. Told you. All next year, January.
All right.
That's because I'm better at analysis there, Daisy. That's why.
I can't get her to conference in.
Daisy, we have Tony Hearn from Punky and Erica online as well.
Hello?
I can only talk for a couple of minutes.
All right. Well, what do you got to say? What do you got to say to the TTN fans?
Hey.
All right. Hey. Yeah, you know, I love that post you had on the forum. What was it? It was something about let's just start a topic for whatever reason.
Sorry about that, guys. We got Daisy on here now. You got Erica and Tony Hearn also with you, with Ed and John and Scott.
Okay.
Ed, yeah. John, Scott.
By the way, this Skype thing is a little bit shit. I just thought I'd mention that.
Well, actually, Daisy's calling from a phone.
Yeah, I'm calling from a phone.
And is that working better? Because this internet thing is shocking.
I have a question for Daisy, and Daisy doesn't have a lot of time, so let me get right to it. Daisy, this is Scott from Total Talk Nonsense. Who takes your photographs?
Me.
You take them?
Mm-hmm.
That is fascinating. That's good work. Is it all with mirrors, smoke and mirrors?
No, just me. And I have a timer on my camera. Though.
All right, cool. A timer. See?
Can you talk a little louder,
Technology.
Daisy?
Technology.
I have to go.
All right, then.
A little later, then. All right?
All right, cool.
Have a good night.
Thanks for calling.
All righty.
Wow,
take
John.
It easy.
I mean, we've had Erica and Professor Tom call in and even Tony Hearn, but that was Daisy, John.
That's right.
Daisy called us.
And I was here.
Famous Munch Mode's podcast.
I was here live to witness that.
Ooh.
See, Scott, you bring me on the show?
We're going to need an intern.
Someone phoned in.
Huh?
Did I disappear as Daisy phoned in?
Actually, I put you on hold. Oh, so okay. I could so I could put her in conference.
Priorities.
No, that's fair.
I had to put you on hold so I could put her in conference. She wouldn't automatically go in. I have to restart the conference and then she pops in. I mean, you know, she's only 17. I mean, she doesn't quite pop in. Well, I don't. I mean,
yeah, I'll hold.
Hey, Erica, what's going on?
Nothing. I am John.
Well, you just got to turn down a little bit there, Erica, if we're so echoey.
Okay.
I don't hear it.
And Tony, it's like, what, 2:30, 3 in the morning over in the UK?
4:30 now.
Whoa.
That was cool.
Hello.
2:47.
There you go, 2:47.
2:47.
Yep, and I'm absolutely knackered. So, I'm trying to get drunk. To stay awake. This
nice.
Is nice. That working well for you?
So far.
Well, let's go around the room. Ed, what are you drinking?
I got me a Sammy Adams.
John? Quit chewing on your ice.
Oh, you have somebody there with you.
Yes, we have a special guest, Ed. Ed, say hi to Erica.
Ed. Hi, Erica.
You can't hear it.
Do you know anything about... Do you listen to the show, Erica? You listen, right?
Well, of course I do.
This is Ed from down the block. What do you know about him? Can you describe him? If you had to describe him, what would you say? It's John's friend, Ed from down the block.
Oh, I have no idea. How do I know who he is?
I've been mentioned before on the show.
He's been mentioned on the show.
Many times.
Obviously, she tunes out when John starts.
In a bad reference.
You don't fucking listen.
Just like John.
I'm drinking Jack Daniels and Diet Coke.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No problem.
Scott keeps saying he's a Bush apologist.
Who? I am?
No, me.
That's what you were saying.
Oh, I did?
You tell stories about Ed all the time.
I do not.
He says this, Ed, comma, the Bush apologist.
You know,
comma.
Ed, the Bush apologist. Well, you know, one time we were sitting here and Keith was over, another guy that we're trying to get on the podcast, and myself, and we're sitting there, and Ed's sitting in the middle, you know, because where Scott's sitting and Ed are sitting, they're both sitting in Lazy Boys at Recline.
Nice.
Nice.
It's sweet.
And there's a little sofa in the middle. It's like a big giant theater seat, a leather kind of a half moon shaped theater seat. And Ed's sitting there and both me and Keith are beating up on him because he told us he voted for Bush.
Not once, but twice.
But I held my own though.
You did. So Keith goes, well, you guys are watching the game? Yeah, we're watching the Bears game. Who's coming over? I go, Ed, oh, that guy that voted for Bush.
Twice.
Yeah, I know. And my wife voted one time. And she doesn't hear the last of it either. She voted for the senior, too.
And so did I.
And we both voted for Perot. When Clinton and senior.
Actually, so did I. I did.
You did.
I did.
So
I voted Perot.
You're kind of a centrist, but that's why I don't understand why you voted for the Bush.
Because I can't stand the alternative.
Oh, but there were all libertarians running.
That's even worse.
What? What? You think libertarians are worse?
Absolutely.
Worse than chimps?
Worse than chimps.
Oh, no.
They're a bunch of orangutans.
Libertarians are better.
No, they're pigs.
How do you figure?
They just suck.
They're all for the Constitution.
Yeah, whatever.
What's wrong with that?
They're anti-military.
Is he not plugged in?
Who, me?
Yeah, he's plugged in.
Can you hear me now?
Who's doing all that typing?
Erica, can you hear me now?
Not me.
They're not anti-military. They're pro-military. Totally pro.
Is Tony Hearn still there?
Oh, yes.
All right, Tony. Now, you're going to stay up, or do you want to get to bed? Or because I feel that we should focus on Tony.
But if you hear a big thud and a scream, I passed out.
All right.
Or John did.
Just letting you know.
So, Tony, when's the last time you got some pussy? You know what I'm saying?
Wow, Scotty.
Oh, Scotty.
Don't hold back.
Scotty, that's brutal.
Can you let him answer the question? I'm trying to determine if he really does like women, okay? So when's the last time he got some? Now he's breaking up. Yeah, how convenient.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't quite catch that question. Ask me the next one.
All right, that doesn't help your case. I'm just trying to help you out.
I'm just trying to help a brother out. For drinks.
We did that already. Oh, what were you drinking there, Erica?
Oh, Line of Kugels, Barry Weiss.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott, how about you?
That's a girl's drink.
Oh, I had the Wyndham Estates Shiraz, bin 55.
Nice.
Yes, because I'm from Park Ridge.
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, yes. I'm from Park Ridge.
Yes, very good. Mm.
Oh, very good. I'm having them rip my house down and build a castle.
That's not true, and I don't think that's any of our listeners' business, really.
Oh, my God. What a baby. Oh, change your diaper.
Okay.
Holy crap.
All right, so what else we got to talk about? Hey, did you listen to Spike and Rachel's latest?
You know, what's his name? Paulie B. is a little upset that we decided to do construction when he's coming over.
Both of us, too, are doing construction.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we'll put them up in a hotel. If they can make it here, we'll put them up, right? We can swing some deals, can't we?
Yeah.
We got connections.
Well, I'm just going to be out dating those women at the time, so I don't need a hotel.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
No doubt.
All right. Yeah, can we follow you around with a video camera and post that as a video podcast? That'll help your case, huh? Won't it? I mean, if it's really true.
Whatever, no doubt.
And we're going to set you up with the dating game, so when you do come over, one of the lovely women, I don't know how we're going to get them to play this game, John, but we're going to get three women to play, and one of them...
Get them drunk.
Will hook up with Tony when he comes over.
All right.
Cool.
There you have it. So what else, John?
Rika says, John, turning down my volume didn't help. Can you hear us clearly? It is really choppy.
Who's choppy?
Well, whenever we talk.
When you guys talk, it's choppy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's choppy?
As long as you can hear us, that's fine.
Your own voice is choppy? Or hearing us is choppy?
No, hearing you two is clear.
Uh-huh.
But hearing Tony is choppy.
Tony's been choppy all call.
And I can hear my... self-talk.
I can hear you talk, too.
No, it's the echo thing.
Turn your mic
down. It's
really
annoying.
How about now?
All right, then. So, did anybody hear the latest Spike and Rachel?
Yes.
No.
Spike and Rachel did their top five or top 10 doables, right? And now, John, when we did our top 10 doables, Rachel was number what on your list?
I think, I don't know. Seven? Eight.
Number seven?
Yeah.
You didn't even get a mention, John. Not even an honorable mention.
That's because she was talking her top five, wasn't she? Or was it top 10? I thought it was top 10 women.
Top 10 women. Well, you could have been included in that one.
Fuck you.
A mention.
I'm not even talking to you anymore,
from
asshole.
Rachel. About
that's
that.
It. That's it. I'm shutting it down.
But I thought that last Spike and Rachel podcast was outstanding.
I don't like this shit anymore.
Podcast.
God damn it.
So anyway, what else was I going to say about that? Spike and Rachel. Oh, here's what
I'm drinking right out of the bottle now.
Spike and Rachel are our friends on MySpace, and they have a photograph, and I think they use it on their website as well. It's kind of a parody of an iPod photograph.
Right.
And it's Rachel in silhouette. With some pink panties. Could we say panties, John?
Yeah, yeah.
With the iPod, like, shoved right over her muff.
Right over her coos.
And it's glowing, and that is the coolest damn photograph I've ever seen. What an awesome logo.
Oh, yes.
That is. What do you think about that, John?
Oh, it's hot, man.
No
Definitely.
Doubt. And I also got the feeling, towards the end of it.
You got the feeling,
all
right.
I got the feeling that Spike was making a play for Rachel.
You got the feeling.
Did you get that feeling?
In your pants.
Did you get that feeling?
Oh, no.
You did not get that feeling.
I think if Spike wanted to make a play, he could have done it any time. He doesn't need to be on a podcast to do it.
I see. I'm thinking that he got involved. He
you
got
don't
the
know
podcast,
what you're talking about.
And then he started to get the old bump in the trousers. The what does Phil Bluss call it? The...
snap in the trousers.
Snap in the trousers. And it's like this maturing process, the maturation of their relationship, and now he wants to make the play, you see. Now he wants to make the play, and he came up with that stuff about the models and how that would be great to not only bang the girl that he's photographing. Is that a word? Photographing. But also... to not only professionally but personally have the relationship grow. So I thought he was making a maybe a subliminal play for Rachel.
Well, let's ask him.
Is he online?
Yeah.
Let's get him online.
Why don't we ask him?
Okay.
If I can figure out
Hold
how
on
to do this.
While John figures out how to call Spike from Spike and Rachel.
Oh, and if you still want me to play the dating game thing, yeah.
Did you ever download it?
Oh. And if you... yeah, I did. Is I don't have it with me.
Oh, that's the one question we forgot to ask Daisy, if she was up for being in our jailbait dating game.
Oh, my God.
Well, she's going to call back later on, though.
Is she? Did she say that, Ed?
She said that.
Okay.
Yes.
She will call back later.
She will call back later. How do I add somebody to this goddamn thing? I don't even know how to work it.
Okay.
You want me to call?
So, Ed, have you seen any good movies?
I have not.
Anybody? Erica? Tony? You see movies? Do they have movies in the UK?
No, there's a band there.
Jesus.
We're not allowed them anymore.
Well, they only let the band play for a half an hour. I mean, do they even have time to sit through 2 hours of movie? I don't know.
We can't do more than a half hour. We get chased with sticks.
Oh, yeah. You get the old sticks up the sphincter then, huh?
No. What say you, Scott?
What say you, Scott? What say you?
I did see a movie, but I can't remember the name of it.
I saw a movie. Mountain.
I saw a date movie.
Date movie?
Mm-hmm.
Who's in that?
I heard it sucked.
Buffy. An American Pie.
We've heard it sucked.
I mean, for the condition that I was in, it was okay.
What condition would that be? Unconscious?
At gunpoint?
No.
Yeah, what was the condition?
I laughed a few times. It was funny. I think I would have laughed at pretty much anything, though.
Oh, yes.
John. Oh, wait a minute. Was this Friday night you went to this movie?
Yes, it was.
Oh, and do I know who you went with?
Yes.
Oh. All right, then. I'm sorry. Ed, you had a question?
To John.
Yes.
What was it I told you that deserved a negative Spiny Norman? What the hell was it? At the Brazilian Steakhouse, what the hell was it?
Shit.
No, that wasn't it.
I don't remember. I thought it was a movie you saw with your wife or something.
Well, I'm sure it was.
Like a chick flick?
Yes, it was a chick flick.
I don't know.
We don't know that genre.
Shit.
Speaking of films, though, John, I have an idea for a Halloween podcast, video cast.
Oh, Daisy says hi, Tony, by the way. Daisy just said hi to Tony.
Ask Daisy if she's up for the jailbait dating game.
Yeah, she just said.
Okay.
Here's what she said. Oh, and if you still want me, I'll play the dating game thing. I said, yes. Okay, can I ask a few things? I said, yes. Laugh out loud. Okay, so one, can it be at a time when I can call from a friend's house? What's so funny?
A little Freudian slip there, Johnny.
Shut up, man.
Finish the first sentence.
I know what I'm doing.
All right, I think we can do that.
Anyway, so I said, we'll try and work that out. She says, okay, tell Tony I said hi, too.
Hi.
If he's still there.
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you hear Just me checking. Now?
No answer from Spike and Rachel. Yes, we can hear you. Hello. Hello, we have dead air.
Oh. Dead air. All right then, John. So
we're going to have to play music in the background or something. Can you hear music?
Well, Scott and Ed requested some
yes,
alternative video.
Yeah, we did. We needed something to watch, and then we can comment about that when there's dead air.
Yes.
You know, like Bukkake or Teabag or something like that. Hey, now, anybody hear Kinky Sex's last podcast?
I did.
Did you hear? Well, I can't remember what they call it, but they put hooks in your back and they lift you off the ground?
Yeah.
That is not for me. But it was a very fascinating podcast. I learned a lot.
Although, from that, I did go online and look more into it.
How do you know that that's what turns you on?
I've been doing cock push-ups.
How do I know that that's not what turns me on?
How do you get in a position where, you know, you think, I know what's going to turn me on. I'm going to put a spike through my skin.
Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't get that either, but apparently there is a history involved.
Cock push-ups?
The Native Americans used to do that from a boy to a man. They would stick the hooks in the chest and then lift you off the ground. And then I don't know how you would get into this, but there's people who eat each other's shit. So how do you get into that? I don't know how these things evolve.
You know,
who knows?
That puts a new twist on. That's some good shit.
But
man.
But people do this.
It's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground, and then let your boner lift you up off the ground.
What is that, John?
Cock push-ups.
Right. Okay. So
cock push-ups.
God,
I've been doing cock push-ups.
And shut I haven't up. Even been drinking.
Shut up. Gosh, shut up, you piece of shit.
Okay, John, that was about 5 minutes too late with all the sound effects.
Shut up.
Dead air five minutes ago. Now I'm actually trying to say something, and you're just pumping those things at me.
Like anything you fucking say matters.
So when are you guys going to come to the UK anyway?
Yeah, when are we going, John?
Actually, last year we went to Amsterdam for a couple of days.
Well, when we do go to the UK, that's what we want to do again, is we want to probably fly into Amsterdam and then bop over to the UK. And then haul your sorry ass back to Amsterdam and shove you in one of the red light district booths and see how you perform, cool. Tony Hearn.
Have you ever been there?
And we'll put that on a video podcast.
Out. Have you been there?
No doubt.
Oh. It's cheap. It's only 40 euro for 15 minutes. Anything you want.
I thought it was 40 for all. Or
what is 40 euro 64? For 15 minutes?
I no.
Explain
I don't
to
know
me,
how
John.
Much it is. I don't go to there.
Of course not. Why would you?
Well, we asked. I mean, we walked up, knocked on the window, and said, how much? You know, and she said, 40 euro, anything you want.
Right, there's a menu. You can pick. Oh, there's three things.
What, she spoke with an English accent, did she?
Yeah.
There's oral.
Euro, anything you want.
Vaginal. PVI, that is.
R 40 euro, anything you want.
Yar!
And
Gym Lab.
The pirate horse.
I'm sorry, Scott. Were you saying something?
I was just talking about the menu.
Kind of women on them.
Scott, I'm watching, man. I'm listening to you, Scott. Yeah,
you know why Ed's watching? I talk with my hands.
That's why we're in different rooms.
All right, so here's what I understand.
So
is
I can't see
you
him
got
beat off.
Choices. There's
he's rubbing his middle finger up and down.
Let's say they have three things on the menu. There's oral, there's PVI, that's penile vaginal intercourse. And then they got the anal, right? And then you got 15 minutes and you get to pick two out of three. Which two out of three do you want?
I just blew a snot right in my drink.
And most guys, I would say, would think probably take the oral into the PVI, you know?
Or a CBT.
Or maybe a CBT. Who knows? I'm sure they offer those types of things over there. So, Kinky Sex Radio with the hooks and the hanging. Yeah, I don't think I could ever get into that. But people do, and I learned about it. I learned a lot about it. It's
how about
exciting.
How about the Batra stuff?
Batra? What's that?
Batras.
What's that?
It's where they take the little hooks and then put them on the side of their
Hello?
Bodies.
Hello?
And they tie the strings.
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Spike.
Whoa.
Rachel. Whoa. Hello.
Shit.
John, what are you doing there?
I'm not doing anything. Hello. Spike.
Spike.
Yeah. Oh, we got a major. Hello. Check.
Check
1, 2. Check.
Yeah, that's not sounding so good.
Yeah, this is pretty.
This is, this is like a acid flashback.
Flashback.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Uh oh, we lost him. Anyway, we got to take. We got to go out. We got to take off. We got to stop.
We got to end part one of episode 43 yeah. is what John's trying to say.
Can we put you guys on hold?
Of course.
Sure.
Of course.
All right, hold
on.
We'll
stick
around. We'll bring you back. We gotta shut this down for a minute and take a whiz and we'll
load
be right
up on
back.
Our drinks.
Yeah.
Put my clothes back on.
Please.
All
Ed,
right.
Get your clothes on before
right.
John comes out.
All right, we're out.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.